Recent polls show Republican Vern Buchanan with a solid double-digit lead over Democrat Christine Jennings in a rematch of their disputed 2006 congressional race in Florida's 13th district. Survey USA last week showed Buchanan leading Jennings by 16 percentage points, though Jennings disputes those findings, saying internal polls show the election within 4 points. Sapping some of Jennings' support is independent candidate Jan Schneider, who is getting about 8% points in recent polls. Schneider is the Democrat who ran and lost against Catherine Harris in 2002 and 2004. But when the seat became open in 2006 after Harris left it to run for the Senate, Democrats nationally threw their support behind Jennings, who ended up losing narrowly to Buchanan in a disputed election in which 18,000 votes were not counted. Some Democrats are unhappy that Schneider is running. Today, WMNF spoke with Jan Schneider and asked her why she's running.
I'm running for Congress as an independent to end this war in Iraq, to avoid similar mistakes in Afghanistan, and to return to sane foreign policies.
Now, of course, running as an independent when you have a Democrat in the race along with Vern Buchanan, let me just ask you this. Is Christine Jennings, as the Democrat in the race, is she not bringing up the issue of Iraq sufficiently, you believe?
At the time I got into this race and throughout the last race, her position was we need a plan and the military should decide it. I fervently believe that this is the responsibility of our political leaders. Our military are brilliant. They, whatever you think of getting into Iraq, they've done a wonderful job. But the Iraq war and deciding on strategy and what our goals are and what we're willing to expend to achieve them in terms of American lives and American money, these are political questions. Because I had a long association when I lived in Washington with military families. And I think that issue is fading from the landscape at the moment. I know the economy is issue number one, of course. But a $12 billion or a $10 billion a month war isn't helping, and this will turn out to be a $3 trillion war, according to our Nobel Prize-winning economist Stiglitz.
Let's talk about the fact that you're running as an independent, of course, after running in 2002 and 2004 against Catherine Harris. 2006, the Democratic Party, the National Party, seemed to forget about that and put all their horses behind Christine Jennings, your opponent, back in 2006.
They did it in 2004 as well.
Right. Excuse me. That's right. Absolutely right. Is that part of your anger at the Democratic Party, and this is part of why you're running in this as an independent?
I'm from the Democratic with a small d branch of the Democratic Party. I wrote to the Democratic Party back in January of this year, and all I asked was, A, for a meeting with the DCCC to ask if they would just remain neutral in the primary between January and August and not massively intervene again. And what they replied, and they had a junior call and say, you don't get your meeting, and you don't have enough money, so, and they said something very rude, which I will not repeat on the radio.
Let me ask you that your former campaign manager, Michael Shelter, he's calling you the Ralph Nader of District 13.
First of all, he was never my campaign manager. He was the finance chair. He also sued me, or his partner sued me, on a vacuum in a card table. So that's a bad example. But I will say something in response to the spoiler accusation. I might not have gotten into it accepting that the polls were down by double digits. Before we, and I say we because my campaigns have really all been group efforts. It's not about me. It's about issues. Before we ran, Democrats had never in recent memory broken 35% in this district. We got it up to 45%. When I decided to get into this race, we were well below 35% again.
Right.
If you check pollster.com, when I decided to get into this race, the polls were 53-37, and then they went down to 51-32. I really think and hope that between the two of us, we can keep Vern Buchanan. Hopefully it would be a loss, but on these polls, quite frankly, I don't think it's doable other than a miracle in the next month. But I hope we can keep him from being our next senator, which is his current aspiration.
Well, now let me ask you about that. Right, the current polls show Devin Buchanan with a strong lead over Christine Jennings, you getting around 8% of the vote. Are you basically saying, conceding that he's going to win this election and then you want to hurt him so that he can't run statewide?
Yes. That is one of the objectives, yes. Because, and I will concede one thing about Vern, on his values, he's been doing a fairly decent job. I just fundamentally and categorically disagree with his values. He's voted 100% of the time with George Bush on the war. He votes against choice every chance he gets, including against stem cell research. He's voted against women's issues, and I don't just mean choice. He voted against the Lilly Ledbetter legislation. He voted against equal pay. We have very, very fundamental differences.
Let me ask you about Christine Jennings, the Democrat in the race here. What are your objections with her in terms of policy? I mean, you mentioned Iraq earlier and that being not being a big topic, but what else?
Economy, big money interests. It's very hard to say on a lot of things because I really can't tell what a lot of her positions are. But recently, one place we have major differences is all three other candidates would have voted for the bailout, and regretfully, I would have voted against it.